In 1776, there were about 4 million people in the colonies and only 800 million across the planet. In 250 years, the US population has grown to over 330 million people and over 8 billion worldwide. That is a lot of people to manage and influence, but the brilliant design of our Constitution and Bill of Rights has stood the test of time and the weight of a growing and changing world. Not only has the population increased, the 20th century saw the fastest rate of change than any other time in the history of the world. So while the Founding Fathers could look forward based on the history they knew, there is no way they could have considered the changes brought by electricity, cars, and computers. Man in the last century has had to evolve through both the industrial and digital revolutions, in addition to two world wars, murderous dictators, the women's movement, and civil rights. That's a lot of change in a short time for a brand new country. So, is it possible that America is anything like the vision held by our forefathers? Oh, I wish I had a magic time machine that could bring Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams into 2024. These visionary men would be stunned by how we live today. I imagine that Jefferson, the futurist of my trio, would be fascinated by our complex network of communications and our sophisticated manufacturing. Franklin, the inventor, would marvel at our modern rockets and medical science, and Adams would study our massive institutions for church, education, and law. After they all take it in, it would be an honor to inform them that despite all this growth and change, that their structure of the U.S. government, their compromises to form the Constitution, their sacrifices of the Revolution, and their bold ideas about personal liberty were brilliant, long-lasting, and inspiring. I would tell them that the flame they lit 250 years ago is now a raging fire that burns in the bellies of humanity. Countries around the world have modeled their own constitutions after ours. And for those people who don't have liberty at home, many go to great lengths to escape tyranny by moving here. However, we must also share some uncomfortable truths with our time travelers. Over the centuries, the fabric of American society and our governing documents have been challenged by economic suffering, social upheavals, conflicting ideologies, and foreign threats. I would have to tell Mr. Jefferson that free and honest speech in the media has not lived up to his expectations, and that his warnings are true. We cannot keep our country if we don't have a press that is free from censorship and government ties. I would tell Mr. Adams that he was right about the country requiring a moral population. We see today that we cannot maintain a civil, polite, and safe existence without the firm law and order. And I would tell Mr. Franklin that his quip, "A republic, if you can keep it," was prophetic, and that there are those in politics right now who seek to remove the protections that were put in place. The good news, however, is that their vision of the United States isn't just a vision. It's a grand idea, 5,000 years in the making, that changed the world forever. It's a mindset for personal freedom and a demand for government accountability. It's lived out in our never-say-die attitude, our drive to work hard, our ingenuity to be better, and in our big, generous hearts. It's a never-ending passion for this American way that gets handed down from one generation to the next. It improves with time. Every generation is gifted with these leaders, committed to this vision, this grand idea. So while the founders may not recognize the America of today, and they may not be happy about certain things, they will without a doubt recognize the unique spirit that started with them, the one that makes our America the same as their America.